And what about your father? Did your father come to see you in London?
No.
He
wasn't allowed. Some of them were allowed, but yes. not the police or other places. But he used to write to us. But one of the, because they asked very, very little thing, so that the envelope and the was not heavy, that it could be very light to help the. So he did put some time, I don't know what it was, that little bit, it was cut. And as he used to write on both sides of the paper, to avoid one other slip of paper, that little bit was cut, and we didn't know what it was. But when we got home, we couldn't write back saying what it was, because we would have done the same. When we went back to Gibraltar, I always tried to remember that thing, and you know what he told me? That, I don't say remember what part of the language he said. In Spanish they call it trabalengua, but in English it's as if we say, in a sort of way, trying to disguise the name of the boat. That was what he has written, and the name was Protector.
Your memory is amazing. So it was like a camouflage. He was disguising. You know, it was disguised. Never mind. He was. Yeah, I understand what you mean. That's an incredible, another amazing story. What was I going to ask you? Were you working in London? Did you work?
Well, I did not work in London because Dad used to send money, quite enough that we could live well there. But I tried as a helper. Voluntary work. And I started when they had a nursery. That was in Camden Hill Gate. The things were not so bad there, not so much bombing there. I started helping with the children. They couldn't speak English, and the mistresses were Miss Hullard and Miss Moon. And they said, oh, thank you very much for coming here to help. But we're not going to say like that. We are trying to get some money for you. So they gave us 10 shillings a week. We were, Gladys was one of them. Lucy was another one. Magda was another one. Myself, and I had another one. And her surname was Cipollina, but I can't remember her name now. I can't remember the name.
As well as working, for you, was it exciting to be in London, to see, after Gibraltar, such a big place and shops, and I know the shops were
yes,
open, but
yes.
Was it, you know...
It was big shops. Yes, we used to go to the shops. The only thing that we didn't have a card where to buy things. So they did sell the bones, bacon bones, and we got into a queue. We had a queue to buy them. We bought them, but in another shop, they gave us split peas, and we used to make pea soup with the bones. But it was lovely, really. We did like it. Some few things that like that, other things that I don't know in English because it's not an English meal. It's more Italian, I think it is. Menestra. It's all vegetable. It's got a pumpkin, aubergine, carrots, parsley. Well,
all mixed.
A lot of vegetable with the bones, and it did come quite well.
So it was a cheap thing to make. Yeah. And did you go out? I mean, did you go out with boys? Did you go out dancing and things like that?
I didn't, because I didn't want to leave my mum. My brother used to go. But there are a few girls in the hotel. It was they had their mothers there, and they told their mother, "Mum, let us go, because Charlie, my brother, he's going to go, and we go with him." "Oh, yes, of course, but I'm going as well. But first of all, I'm going to ask Charlie if it's true that he is going." So they came to my room there, to Mum's room and our room, and they called him, "Charlie, it's true that you're going to the dance?" And he said, "Yes, it is true." "No, because the girls have told me." And one of the girls was Mercy. "They have told me, but I'm going as well. Of course you can come as well, better for me. See, we go and we keep an eye, and we are having a little nice time with Gibraltarians, because they did like to play Spanish music, and sometimes English people, they went in and they wanted to dance, and they told the English girls how to dance the things. They said the paso doble, que es two step, no, in English. The two step, the paso doble, the tango, and a few other things like that. They said the sevillana, but that's different. That's in Seville, but that's more like a gypsy style.
Like,
yes,
flamenco.
It's got the paineta.
Yeah.
It's very high like that.
Oh.
And the girls, la muchacha, they used to do it for them there, and they did like it. The English girls, they did love and they did like it.
Yeah, how amazing.
They had a lovely time all together.
Yeah, yeah. So what about you, what about when you knew you'd be coming home? What was it like coming back?
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, you must have cried again. Did you cry again?
We did cry to leave some of our very, very good people there behind. They were happy, we were happy, they were happy for us. But they also said, "We're going to miss you, because you've been a lot of help with your things, with that music, with that, and my brother, talking so many things funny."
Your brother sounds amazing. Your brother was a remarkable person.
That's Junior's dad.
Junior's dad.
Junior's dad,
really?
Oh, we got ever so well.
Is he still alive, Junior's dad?
No. Him and my sister-in-law, his wife, died as well. And we used to get on as if we were sisters. Oh. Not a sister-in-law, as if we were sisters.
And what was I going to say? So I was just thinking about something. It's gone out of my head. Yeah, I suppose I was thinking about when you went back to Gibraltar. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Do you remember going to the shelters in London? The
when air raid shelters? Back to Gibraltar?
No, in London again. Did you go to, when the bombs went off, did you go to the shelters, the underground? Or?
No, I never wanted to go. People wanted to go to the, what did they call the underground?
The tube station.
People went, but I never wanted to go. I wanted to stay where I could see something, not to get underneath there, and if something happened, we couldn't see then anything. And my brother, one night, he came back and he said, "How I have remembered your words, Lydia, tonight." I asked him, "Why? What has?" He said, "You know, one of them bombs went down to the underground and it exploded in there."
How terrifying.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Britain did suffer a lot, darling, a lot, but they were all very brave. British blood.
So tell me about Gibraltar. When you came home, did you get your house back?
Ah, well, I'll tell you one thing very important. When we came back home, we were brought by the army. The army was in charge as they took us there. So one night, it was late, well, it was dark. We were on blackout still in El Barco. It was still at war, we were still at war. But it was a bit better, things were a bit better, but they never trusted Spain. So one man got me like that and said, "Don't you worry, my darling, I'm a soldier, but I am here to give you very, very good news." "Oh, yes, don't you tell me." "Yes, but that very good news, we have to give it first to..."
"Hello. It's only me with a chair.
Oh.
Only me returning the
We
chair.
Have to give it first to Granny." Granny was an old lady, and she was blind. She was blind. And he said, she's not going to see anything, neither we. We are not going to see anything. But we are going, you are going to tell her in Spanish, abuela, grandmother, abuela, no hables fuerte, no digas nada, pero estamos en Gibraltar ya.
What does that mean?
It means, granny, don't you talk loud or don't say anything, but you are in Gibraltar already. You are here in Gibraltar. It's night time, but in the morning we are going... You are going with us, it was the army. We are taking you because the dockyard, we got into the dockyard with a ship. They had barbed wire or something so that the men couldn't come, the fathers and the brothers, and they couldn't come to us. They couldn't because it would have been awful. So they were all there shouting and throwing kisses and back home, glad that they are all back home. And then, when we went out, they got Mum, my brother and myself, and two or other three in a jeep. They're all covered. And we took us to police barracks. And we went into the police barracks, and I started looking and looking, and somebody said in Italian, Italians were... They were prisoners of war, but Britain trusted them a lot. The Germans, no. The Germans had to be watched daily. He had no seen the streets or anything. The Italians, yes, the Italians could go out. And in Italian words, a few like English, Spanish, they were glad to see us back. Como... señorina,
bienvenida, señorina, no, something like that, no, welcome home.
Welcome home,
señorina.
Yeah,
no,
sí.
You know, welcome
yeah.
Home,
fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. And could you go back to your house, your old house?
Yes.
It was still there.
They took us home.
It wasn't taken over.
They did take us home.
Mommy, excuse me, tell them about the piano, about the piano.
If I told her, see, well, I've told her about the the bed case and Bill took it. But yes, I used to play the piano.
Yes.
But the piano, my dad told Bill, Wilfred Vaughan, that he was in the RAMC, Bill, the piano you need 8 men, because if you take it, it won't play. Estaba de... No recuerdo la palabra en español.
The equilibrado. In other words, if it's not balanced properly, and then you can't play the tune properly because it's unbalanced.
They could not play anything then.
That's what it means, man, because guitar no está balanceado.
So he went with a big lorry, and he took the 8 men with him.
Because it was a big, heavy piano.
So where did they take the piano? Who took the piano away?
¿Cómo?
Who took the piano away?
The soldiers.
The
RAMC, because there was a hospital. We had hospital in Gibraltar. British hospital.
Royal
with
Navy
the Army,
hospital.
The Navy.
Okay.
Not the Air Force then, but when I got home, they had done something because a little bit of the, what they used to call neutral ground, that they used to separate Gibraltar from Spain, they did some little thing there so that the Air Force could land and leave people there, Navy, of course, Army or Air Force, and take them back, bring them, take them, and that's like that. Then they did have the big airport.
I'm just not understanding quite about the piano. Was it taken to the hospital to entertain people? Was that what it was?
Yes, it was taken to the...
The piano was taken to the hospital to entertain... They like donated it, you know, they gave it
royal,
away for
royal.
The use of them. And they never got it back, Mary. No.
You've been around Gibraltar?
Yes.
Well, do you know to the Royal...
the Royal Naval Hospital?
Arriba de... Have you been up the Rogue Hotel?
No, not yet.
No, not that high. Well, it was higher than that then.
So it went all the way up there. That's amazing. It's like a film.
Mum, and you never got the piano back? No.
No, the piano.
For them.
The piano, no.
Gave it away because of the war and all
no,
that.
No, dad, my dad left it there for them.
For them, that's right.
Whatever they drink.
I wonder where it is now.
It was a good piano, Mary, because all the family were, you know,
musicians.
Musicians, that's right.
Yeah.
The granddad, all the family, mum can play the piano. I mean, you can see she's got piano fingers, you know, she's got really long hands.
Yes.
Piano fingers. Mum, by the way, would you like your pillow at the back, your cushion?
Come on.
Would you like your pillow, your cushion at the back?
No, it's all in.
Are you sure?
I used to play
very
well.
Yeah,
my dad, he was very fond of opera.
Opera, yes.
He liked music. Well, music, no.
Yes.
Silly things, as he used to say in Spanish, charaura, decía.
Yeah,
I like,
you know,
sí.
He
used to
music.
Play Aida, Rigoletto, and I used to play part with him.
I can
partly tell you part of the notes of Rigoletto. Mi sol fa re fa mi do. Mi re do do si, re do la la sol. Mi re mi sol re, mi fa mi la mi, mi fa mi sol re, mi fa mi le do, lo lo lo, don don don. That's part of Rigoletto.
I love that.
Beautiful.
It's great.
It?
I'm going to have to.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah,
I was loving
that.
That was really
Aida.
Beautiful.
I love Rigoletto. It's my favourite.
Verdi,
where
the Verdi, the Chopin.
Amazing.
Well, he did like, well,
proper music.
Proper music. They were six, three brothers and three sisters. All of them were of music.
All instruments, all of them.
Oh, piano and violins.
All of them.
Did they start playing after the war? Did people begin to play music again?
No, we didn't have the piano, we didn't have the violin, we didn't.
Did you think that life had really changed after the war?
Oh, yes, it did change. It did change.
And it was different for the women because they'd left Gibraltar and come home again. I mean,
we were very happy to be back in Gibraltar, very, very happy to be back in Gibraltar. But as soon as we were here a few days, I told my dad, Dad, as soon as they finish the police, we go back to England.
Oh.
I like to be there with them.
Oh.
But that was my dad. But where are we going to go? If I finish the police, we've got no home there. Where am I going to work? Or what are we going to do?
Did you feel that Gibraltar was very small after being in England? I mean, and...
Pardon, darling?
You must have been quite independent in England, you know.
Independent?
Yeah, in England. And suddenly back in Gibraltar, you're back into family tradition and all that.
Awesome.
I did like England.
Mm. I've just thought...
I do like English people.
After the war, were things, you know, better or a lot worse after the war? Did things go, you know, deteriorated or were they better? What do you feel about that? Some things were worse, I suppose. Some things were more or less the same.
Mm.
You know, because sometimes, you know, how some families, maybe, you know, after a war, they sort of, they do quite well, and others, you know, they just go from back
exactly.
to worse.
Oh, exactly.
It does happen,
I mean,
doesn't it?
A lot of people who came back to Gibraltar didn't have anywhere to live, did they?
That's right, yes.
So were there Nissen huts here, and what was that like?
A lot of people, Mum, after the war... They didn't have anywhere to live. Do you remember you told me that before you came back?
No, they
you had
didn't,
to be...
they didn't have homes.
That's right, they didn't have homes.
Because the army had taken them.
That's right.
But they did give them something. The Nissen hut. They gave the Nissen hut and a few other houses that were empty. Ah, because sometimes some of the people, some of us Gibraltarians, they did want to remain there in England. The father, the mother, daughters, they were all there. So they said, we are staying here in England. We've got jobs and we'll get a house and we are staying in Gibraltar. Quite a lot of them didn't come back.